Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark. Say Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with interesting interviews with interesting people. Join me today on L'Invité de Clark on Radio Harmony 88.8 for part two of my interview with Walter Maury, a massage therapist whose technique has brought chronic pain relief to his many clients in the Finisterre and beyond. I recently interviewed Walt in his office in Bénodet.
Rejoignez Clark aujourd'hui sur L'Invité de Clark pour la deuxième partie de son entretien avec Walter Maury, un masseur dont la technique a apporté un soulagement aux douleurs chroniques à ses nombreux clients dans le Finistère et au-delà. Clark a récemment interviewé Walt dans son bureau de Bénodet.
L'Invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
I'm back with my guest for part two of an interview. It's Walt Maury, and we're here with him in his massage studio in Bénodet. And I'm hoping that he'll talk to us a little more detail about what he does. It's fascinating to me. I didn't know it even existed, but he's a massage therapist with a specialty in reducing chronic muscular pain. And it's quite a broad subject. So we finished last time when he was telling us a little bit about his earlier career as an electronic engineer and designer, and that was fascinating too. And he's moved around the country quite a bit, but we want to go back maybe to this whole idea of massage. Well, you said, by the way, welcome back, Walt.
Why? Thank you.
When we left off, you talked about doing some training and actual formation at the Coastal Carolina School of Massage in the United States, which is obviously in one of the Carolinas. And then what happened after that? Because as you said, you really can't pay the bills, or it's very difficult when you start out a massage practice. You stayed as a consultant. And then did you get into massage sort of full time at any time then in the States?
No. What it always did was, since I was self-employed, I got an office space where I could do both engineering and massage. And so when I had clients, I'd do massage. When I didn't have clients, I'd do engineering.
That's fascinating.
And as an independent and with a significant number of my clients for the electronics were in France or Germany, it's not like I was getting phone calls all the time.
Sure, yeah.
So I was dealing with them mostly by email.
Walt also has a really good knowledge of French, and for those who might have missed the first broadcast, he spent a year in Lausanne in Switzerland and also started taking French as a younger man, but that must have helped in business too, I would think. I know English is still a predominant language, but...
Well, in France, I have to do French because most of my clientele is French. And so they're frequently people who don't have chronic pain, but have stress or something. They've tried kinés, and their kinés are trained in different ways. Their interest really isn't in reducing muscular pain. They're to help you regain function, help your joints move more freely, give you exercises, and all that I leave to them.
Well, you certainly have a niche.
Yeah, yes, and my interest is one that the basically medical system everywhere has missed. It's the nature of chronic pain, muscular chronic pain. And what the system tries to do with chronic pain is it tries to block it.
Yeah.
It tries to give you pain medications, just whatever, to block it. And they're saying, oh, it comes from the brain, and when the things are overstimulated, the brain does this. And I think there is actually quite a bit of that goes on. For instance, if somebody's in severe chronic pain, even if what was wrong magically gets fixed, their brain is still overdriven, and it's very difficult to return from that.
Well, I wanted to go back to that concept you raised at the end of the last show, which is about no pain, no gain. Where did that come from?
Well, actually, I'm finding it, it's all over the place. It's not only massage therapists, it's doctors, it's kines, physical therapists, it's coaches, training people in sports. I've seen people who had chronic pain injuries. There was a woman who came to see me actually early on when I was just experimenting with this, and she could barely climb a flight of stairs. She was only 37. So this was not the way life should be. So I worked with her, and after a while, she got to where she had no pain.
That was through your deep tissue massage techniques?
Strictly. The way I do it, which is not the way I was taught.
We don't want to scare everybody with the deep tissue. I've had the opportunity to have a treatment with Walt, and it's very, very interesting and very relaxing at the same time, but it is effective.
Well, it's working with the muscles. It is not trying to overpower your muscles. It's trying to encourage your muscles to release. And what happens when you have an injury in a muscle, a fiber in the muscle shortens up when it's injured. That's just the physics of it. Doctors agree it's the way I was trained. I agree. But what happens also is fibers in the muscle, the bigger muscle, around the injured spot also tighten up to shorten and take the pressure off the injured muscle. And this then protects that spot. It informs you that, yeah, you've got a problem, so you can avoid doing anything crazy. But your muscle is protected, blood circulates, and it heals up, and eventually everything releases. What I've seen is sometimes when the muscle fibers around the injured muscle fiber tighten up, it can restrict the blood flow, is my assumption. But in any case, they can last 20 years or so, or more. When I start massaging them, I can get them to start to release. It's not a one-session thing.
That was my question. How long, for example, for the woman who was 37, what would be her time scale?
It was maybe about 10 sessions at once or twice a week. So it really was short term.
That's very short term.
Under 3 months.
Yeah, for somebody who was suffering, obviously, like she was.
Yeah. But what I'm doing is it's a little at a time to encourage these protective tightening muscles to release, which then lets a little blood flow, which then lets the body heal itself. But it's little by little that it happens. And so each time I have to come back and do essentially the whole body, because there are injuries that are deep, and each time I work with somebody, they relax more and more because I'm not going to hurt them, and their body learns that. Mm-hmm. So when I'm not going to hurt them, their body will let me get deeper to touch some of the deeper, older injuries.
Well, that would explain, Walt has showed me kind of a chart of how people have responded to the kind of massage that he does. And it's very interesting because initially, many of the patients show great improvement in how they're handling the pain. And that's because the massage is starting to take effect. And then, Walt, you said there was a kind of a funny effect after that, that sometimes it doesn't stay right away.
Well, there are several things. First, when you're dealing with chronic pain, the body has gotten used to being a certain way. Muscles have gotten used to having a certain amount of tension, so they instant, between one session and the next, start to revert to the way they were. So that's why sessions have to be fairly close together, at the beginning especially, to train the muscles, to train my client that I'm not going to hurt them. And then when you get into people with fibromyalgia, that's a whole another thing, they have chronic pain. But they also have behaviors, habits, that have pushed them into chronic pain. Key among them is taking care of others more than themselves, not taking care of themselves. And if they are severely fibromyalgic, it's getting out of the bed in the morning is really hard for them. Just functioning on a basic level is really hard.
That's interesting. So the stress level, the mind sort of can rule over the muscles in a way.
Well, no, actually, by this point, they've got muscle injuries.
Yeah.
And stress has created it. And when you move rigidly, for instance, as stress is building, it's very easy to move wrong and hurt yourself.
It's a compensation?
It's like, picture you're walking tight. So you have muscles that are tight, and something happens and you have to respond quickly. You're going to have other muscles that are overloaded.
Yeah.
And that can injure other muscles.
Sure,
and
yeah.
So once you're injured to a certain point, it's very easy for the injuries to keep adding.
Yeah, then you're in trouble.
Then you're in trouble. And when you get really in a bad state to where getting out of bed in the morning is the most you can do in the day, I mean, that's awful.
Horrible.
That's where when they come to see me, we start very gently because they're hypersensitized to pain. So we have to be very careful in those stages to keep all the work that I do comfortable. Not just painless, but comfortable.
You're listening to this edition of Lamité de Clark with Walt Morey as my guest today. And he's been a fascinating look at how the muscles in the body can actually be retrained in such a way that the pain that may have been associated with them can disappear over a matter of time. We talked about some cases where it would take perhaps 10 sessions and others where it takes quite a bit more.
People with fibromyalgia I've followed for years because old behaviors return, push them into a place where they have more pain. I keep working with them. They decide what problems, what habits they have that are causing the problem this time. And when they start to make changes in their life, then the work I do can help them continue to improve. So it's a very frustrating to them situation. They get worse, they get better, they get worse, they get better. But usually they get better because they quit doing as much of a negative behavior.
Sure.
And frequently it involves learning to say no to things that are not good for them, whatever it is.
That's good advice. Well, how can people get a hold of you? This is fascinating. I'm sure people are very interested in this.
Well, I have a website.
Can you give us that website, please?
It is www.painless-deep-tissue-massage.com. And I have versions of it both in French and English. You can also find me on Google Maps. If you just search painless deep tissue massage in Bénodet.
In Bénodet, that's right. Well, it's been great having you as a guest. I've learned a ton, and everything that you've taught me today is something that can be useful, I hope, for everybody, because it's pain is not something we want to experience, and it's nice to know that I don't have to suffer more to get rid of, so I don't have to gain by making more pain, so that's good too. But thanks for being a guest, and people who are interested in contacting you can do that. Can you give that website one more time?
www.painless-deep-tissue-massage.com.
That's Walt Morey, M-O-R-R-E-Y. Thanks so much for listening to this edition of L'Invité de Clark. I'm Clark Ady, your host, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to this edition of L'Invité de Clark on Radio Harmony 88.8. I'm your host, Clark Ady. Join me again next week as I interview Trevor Stent, the man most responsible for the creation and incredible growth of one of France's biggest jazz festivals, FestJazz, the great annual event held each July in Châteauneuf-du-Fou. Find all of our past interviews on the Radio Harmony website at www.radio-harmony.com. And remember, things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
Merci beaucoup d'avoir écouté cette édition de L'Invité de Clark sur Radio Harmony 88.8 avec votre animateur Clark Ady. Rejoignez-le la semaine prochaine pour interviewer Trevor Stent, l'homme qui est à l'origine de la création et de l'incroyable croissance de l'un des plus grands festivals de jazz de France, le FestJazz, qui se tient chaque mois de juillet à Châteauneuf-du-Fou, en centre Finistère. Pensez également à retrouver l'ensemble de nos interviews passées sur le site de Radio Harmony, www.radio-harmony.com. Et n'oubliez pas, les choses se passent toujours mieux avec un peu d'harmonie dans votre vie.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.